Germans woke up this morning to news of a big hacker attack. Online discussions are following hashtag HackerAngriff, which means hacker attack. It seems to be one of the country's most far-reaching data breaches ever, and apparently it's been going on undetected for more than a month. Julia Schutze is with the Transatlantic Cyber Forum in Berlin.
The release of information started December 1st and was a step-by-step kind of advent calendar. Yeah, so it was via one Twitter account. And this Twitter account basically published one by one information about different politicians. So it would say, like, you know, here's data and information about politicians from the Greens Party, from the Liberals, and also information and personal data by from celebrities. So, for example, famous rappers, but also YouTube stars and journalists were affected.
Yeah, what do you mean when you say there was also personal data released in addition to these phone numbers and emails?
Politicians with their spouses, also photos of children from celebrities, bank information, and also phone numbers, email addresses, and pictures from ID cards. It looks like an aggregation of looking back 2012 up until last November, which could have been collected by different hacks that happened over time, but also by accessing password information from these people.
And it's just this morning that most people found out about this hack. Is that correct?
Yes. So attention was drawn by a web star who was targeted as well. And he has a huge follower base. And he made aware that he was a target and that he was hacked. And he's trying to get back access to his email accounts. And that's how it kind of spread and then went into the media. And the account was actually only taken down by Twitter I think at 11. And so this meant that lots of people were actually able to read all the tweets for a long time and access all this data, and it's spread now vastly across the internet, which makes, you know, taking down this information a lot harder.
Yeah. Was there a political motivation behind this hack?
We saw in the past years and in other countries two different political motivation. The Green Party called this, for example, an attack against democracy and trying to destabilize democracy, but there could be just, you know, trying to gain attention. It's not clear yet. I think we will only know once we kind of figure out who could be behind this.
I mean, it's a pretty diverse group of people who got hacked. Politicians, Angela Merkel, the chancellor, celebrities, journalists. What connects them?
Good question. I don't want to make any kind of clues or speculations around that. I mean, what I would say from a security standpoint, what connects them is that they all maybe, you know, didn't use the best security. Some people, you know, people who are could be targets in general, but also the general public need to really implement low-hanging fruits such as two-factor authentication. Don't use them twice.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think there's really some catching up to do.
So I know this news only made headlines this morning. What's been reaction?
So from the IT security community, I would say, yeah, lots of, you know, this kind of talk about we have to take cybersecurity more seriously. You have to secure your accounts. The main parties, the Social Democrats, the Greens, the Christian Democrats, they called for an extra meeting next week to investigate and kind of understand what happened.
I mean, this is the kind of episode, of course, that all citizens are vulnerable to. Is this sparking a conversation of what solutions need to happen?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we will have the European elections this year in Germany. We will have lots of state elections happening. I do think that this year, hopefully, will, you know, we take cybersecurity more, even more seriously.
Julia Schutze in Berlin. She's with the Transatlantic Cyber Forum. Thank you very much. Good to speak.
Thank you for having me.